This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a little bit of this and a little bit of that in housing news today. The Commerce Department told us this morning sales of new homes fell almost 9% in October from a month before. That is the fourth decline in the past 5 months, for those of you keeping track. Rising interest rates, along with higher prices, are dragging down demand for new homes. You could make more homes more affordable, of course, by building more of those homes, that whole supply-demand thing. But with slowing sales, builders don't have a whole lot of incentive to put up more houses, right? And that is the real estate conundrum that we asked Marketplace's Amy Scott to look at.
Demand for new homes should be strong. The economy is growing, unemployment is low, and people are finally earning more money. The problem is the low supply. Ben Ayers is senior economist at Nationwide Insurance.
Because there's just so few houses available out there, more and more folks are saying, I'm going to wait off till later to buy a home, either because prices are going up or because the mortgage rates are going up.
Less demand will gradually increase the supply as homes sit on the market longer, but it's also likely to slow the building of new homes even further. Robert Dietz is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders. He says higher costs for materials and labor are already depressing home construction.
Now that home price growth is going to slow due to rising inventories, it's going to be harder to make up for those higher costs of construction.
One bright spot, though, Dietz says construction of townhouses that are cheaper to build and require less land has been growing by about 20%. Daryl Fairweather, chief economist at Redfin, predicts overall home construction will decline next year, but low unemployment and higher wages should boost demand for entry-level homes.
So we think that overall there's going to be fewer homes built, but the homes that do get built will likely be at a more affordable price point.
One big caveat to all the hand-wringing about the softening market, fall is typically a slower time for home buying anyway, and things could look a lot different come spring. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Also in that Commerce Department report today, by the way, the median home price for a new home in this country, about $310,000. So on the theory that real estate is all about location, location, and then location, you can find out where you can buy a house with that price tag, $310,000, at marketplace.org.